This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of keeping our expectations high. Recently, we've been talking about being in a new season, and we talked about when it feels like we're on the brink of something new and we have one foot in today and the other in tomorrow. We also talked about when we're entering a new season, the importance of inviting the Holy Spirit into our journey, as God has sent the Holy Spirit as our counselor and helper. But one other thing I think we should do is to have high expectations for our new season. High expectations like God will show up and show out. Recall the time that Peter was in jail during the Passover celebration. He was placed under the guard of four squads of four soldiers. In other words, he was in what we might call today a modern-day maximum security prison. There was a gathering, however, of believers at the time who were literally up all night praying for Peter. We also know that in the middle of the night, an angel of the Lord appeared before Peter and led him out of prison. So here's the somewhat comical part. Peter leaves the jail and goes to the home of the believers who have been up all night praying for him. And when Peter knocked at the door, a servant girl named Rhoda answered. When she saw it was Peter, she was so shocked. She ran back to tell the others, but she left Peter standing outside. When she ran back inside to tell everyone else, they didn't believe her and they thought it was Peter's angel at the door. So they had been up all night praying but didn't have high enough expectations that God would answer. Don't let that happen to you in your new season. And so as you think about that, remember these words: before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65:24. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, high expectations.